Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While the replacement for the 2018 Farm Bill continues to be delayed, Washington lawmakers were able to include Farm Bill language in the legislation called the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was signed into law this summer. SDSU Extension Specialist in Sustainable Farm and Food Systems, Sarah Sellers, reports this bill contains several changes to Title I commodity programs, commonly called ARC and PLC. Sellers explains both ARC and PLC rely on set statutory reference prices.
They increased all of the statutory reference prices, which are used to calculate the payouts. So by increasing those prices, they increased both the probability that a payment will be triggered and also the size that the payment will be for all commodities.
Reference prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat rose 11%, 19%, and 15% respectively in the new bill. But when adjusted for value per acre, dramatic differences between crops produced in the Midwest and those grown in the South become evident when projected payouts from 2025 through 2035 are calculated. Sellers reports corn's potential payout in the new law is $40 per acre, soybeans $26, and wheat $34 per acre. This compares to cotton rising to $91 per acre and rice to $163 in the Big Beautiful Bill.
And finally, we have peanuts, which were at $99 per acre. And with that increase in the One Big Beautiful Bill, that average is going to jump to $197 per acre.
For greater details on recent changes to commodity titles, visit the agribusiness page at extension.sdstate.edu.